When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 148 here with Roland.
What's up, everyone? Make sure to join our Discord. You guys don't like doing that because you guys don't like friends, apparently.
No friend. They don't like
no friend stuff. Having.
Free movies. But,
You get a whole bunch of different cool stuff out of it, and plus you can interact with us. You know, we're trying to build a community, so I want you guys to join the Discord down below. And everything like that.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty cool. Have a movie night. Watch Sonic and the newest movie, even though I shouldn't watch it and I haven't. But.
Well, yeah, we still watch it though.
Yeah.
I'll watch it again. I don't care.
I've seen a few clips. Looks awesome.
It is good. It's really good. But, you can go ahead and get started. The Nintendo stock market hits a new all-time high.
Which it makes sense because the Switch 2 just got announced and stuff like that.
Yeah. Imagine when it releases. Like people actually pre-order it.
The pre-orders, I'd say they're going to be around June or so.
You can already sign up for the pre-order. Well, to get notified for when the pre-orders go live. So I did that. So I'll get an email whenever the pre-orders go live so I can go and buy pre-order. Where all the scalpers get
tell me. You should tell me when I need to do that, actually.
Where the scalpers get a hold of it and it's sold out within 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You know, they're going to be, scalpers. They're going to have that email too. So,
oh, yeah. They're piles of crap.
But just 1 week after the official reveal of the Switch 2, which is like basically a week ago. So, actually, it was a week ago, exactly. So,
yeah.
Nintendo stocks prices have reached an all-time high, trading value of 9,775 yen, beating its lifetime high of a share price of 371 yen. Not the biggest one. I'm not the best when it comes to yen, so I'm guessing it's just way more.
Yeah, honestly, I don't
especially know. Especially number-wise. I don't know. It's a way bigger number, so I'm guessing. Nintendo shares have been, you know, fluctuating over the past year between impressive rises and momentary falls in a tandem with, you know, speculation surrounding the next major console. But it would seem investors are firmly supporting the Japanese company in the lead up to the highly anticipated launch of the Switch 2. Still can't wait for that. Looks like a pretty cool console.
Yeah.
Plus, there's gonna be a new Mario Kart with it.
Yeah, we still don't know if that'll be Mario Kart 9 or 10. I'm thinking more 10 because they've already said they consider Mario Kart Tour, which is the mobile game, to be 9. So
I don't understand that at all.
But I could be wrong. Maybe they'll backtrack on what they said before and make this one 9. I don't know.
I mean, when did they say that exactly?
That was a while ago.
So they probably changed their mind. Might change
them. They probably will.
But almost 1 year ago, in January 2024, Nintendo stock hit a record high. Huh. So, a whole year later, they hit another record high.
Yeah. Without even releasing anything. It's just with the Nintendo Switch reveal.
Yeah. But with that major milestone coming along, analysts' predictions that the Switch 2 would be, you know, revealed sometime in the first half of the year. And when an announcement never came, you know, shares took a hit, but recovered steadily thanks to, you know, big first party games, you know, for the Switch, like being released to the Switch and stuff like that.
Right.
Which we've talked about a lot of them on this podcast.
Donkey Kong Country Returns HD released a week ago.
Yeah.
Well.
But it says here, now that audiences and analysts may have gotten a first look at Switch 2, stocks have jumped up once more and set another record for Nintendo. So people are just like, oh, wait, the Switch 2 got announced? We came and pre-ordered? We're going to buy stuff.
I guess. I don't know. I really don't know. Like, oh, the Switch 2's announced? Let me go buy 10 Switches.
Let me go buy a few Switch OLEDs.
To be honest with you, I thought about buying the black OLED just to have. Probably keep in the box like I did the Zelda one.
You have the Zelda one, in the box.
Yeah, I have the Zelda OLED. I have the white OLED. I use it, though, and then I have the OG gray Switch. But I thought about getting the black one with the
green and blue. You can get the regular blue and red one, too.
Well, the original Switch. Yeah, the original. I'd probably just get the black OLED because it has the red and blue Joy-Cons, too. So I'd probably stop there, maybe. But I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'd definitely get the Switch, too, before I even get the black OLED, though.
Yeah. It says here, according to multiple stock trading outlets, including MarketWatch, Nintendo shares peaked at a lifetime high record of 9,775 yen on January 23rd, today, before closing at 9,559 at a 1.65% increase from the previous day's trading. After the review trailer for the Switch 2, was released in January 16th. Nintendo shares reached a 52-week high before dropping slightly in the following days. However, with the help of analysts predicting, console sales for the Switch 2 to top 16 million units. That's a lot of units.
Which is sold over 100 million.
I don't know. So that's what they think whenever the, Switch 2 first.
Just pre-orders.
That's what the pre-orders.
So. I know. I'll be one.
Maybe.
I will be.
I'll make sure of it.
As soon as I'll have the money ready. As soon as I get that email, I'm going on there and buy it.
Well, first, obviously, you got a new price. But
I don't care what the price is.
Oh, yeah? It says here, investors are quickly, refocusing their interests in Nintendo, driving stock values to, this new record high. Shareholders and traders are hoping to see, prices continue to rise once Nintendo reveals more information on the console, including a release date, which many are expecting to see on the up-and-coming directs for the Switch 2 on April 2nd.
Can't wait.
So, we're most likely going to get more information since that's just basically like a 100% thing.
Yeah, because I think that direct's just going to be for the Switch 2. So, I think we're going to get specs.
There's going to be some games and stuff they're going to probably announce too for the Switch 2 as well. Maybe Metroid Prime 4.
I think Metroid Prime 4 will be a launch title and it'll be cross-gen between the Switch 2 and the Switch. I think we'll get specs in that direct, see how powerful it is. I'm hoping they'll announce that it's 1080 handheld, 4K docked, and then we'll just get some games to see that what the they'll officially announce. I would assume that Mario Kart game announced that Metroid Prime 4 will be cross-gen, and maybe we'll see a Zelda remake of some sort releasing for holiday next year or early next year. I mean, holiday this year or early next year. And then a 3D Mario game possibly. We don't know yet.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I do have here, Nintendo shares, boosted by the Switch 2 reveal, as we just said. But the previous Nintendo stock jumps have been directly correlated to the confirmed Switch 2 details, such as in November 2024, when, we were just getting rumors and stuff. they were still getting really high jumps in sales and stuff just because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of weird. I don't understand that really, because
I don't know, honestly.
Oh, I hear some of the Switch 2. I'm going to go buy a Switch. I don't get it.
Honestly, don't know, but...
But, yeah, there's really nothing else to this, but obviously we're going to, you know, keep a close eye on stuff on, like, Switch 2, more details to come. And then
when we know something, you'll know.
You're going to know. You're going to know.
Trust me, we'll cover the Switch 2. Yeah. Anything that's official.
We told you, you know, whenever the reveal trailer came out, or would come out, we would, like, go over it, and we did.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was actually on the day we, like, directly recorded.
Yeah, that was nice. Like, Nintendo knew. They're like, oh, yeah, and Nintendo, Two Brothers Gaming, they gotta release this tonight.
Yeah, so they're like, we're gonna post this in the morning so they can record later tonight.
Yeah. Thanks, Nintendo. We appreciate you.
Thanks, Nintendo. We really appreciate it.
So, I know, before we go on to the next topic, I know in the trailer it just released the Switch Joy-Cons that had the yellow, I mean, not the yellow, the blue and red underneath the stick and then on the sides. Do you think that there will be other color schemes, like how the original Switch had the gray and then the...
Yeah, I think they're...
blue and red at launch. Do you think there'll be a gray version of the like underneath the stick, like there was for the original? Yeah. Use the same color game.
Or who knows? They might do maybe a different type of colors. Like, who knows? Maybe, you know, yellow and purple.
I think, like, you know, eventually they would. Stuff like but that. Like for your stock consoles, I think they'll probably, they might just stick
they're
with
gonna the gray.
Red, yeah. I don't know which one I would want to get though, because I have the gray original Switch. I think it looks really nice, but.
But,
I think the gray,
I mean,
underneath
really
the stick, that look
really
good.
Notice, you're not really going to notice underneath the stick because it's going to be docked most of the time, like in the dock. So, I don't know.
The green.
I mean,
I
think it would be pretty
green,
cool to
green.
Have.
The red and the blue look really nice because most of the Joy-Con is black. And then just the accent of the collar, it looks really nice. So, I think I might get that. I don't know. We'll have to see. Well, to see if they even have another color scheme, which I'm sure they probably will.
Because they did with the original Switch,
mm-hmm.
with the gray.
Yeah, the gray and then the red and the blue.
Yeah, and then obviously they released.
And then the OLED, they went the white. And then they kept the red and the blue.
They might just have maybe three different variants. They might have a white one and maybe a gray one too. Because I don't think they're going to do an OLED version because... It's more
not
powerful.
Yet. Anyway, maybe event in like a mid-gen refresh, like they did with the Switch, do an OLED. But for right now, I don't think they'll do OLED at launch.
Yeah.
But anyway, we can move on. Okay,
that'd be pretty cool to have, maybe have like a white little, like white in the bottom of it.
Yeah, if they get white, but, I don't know. I might have to get the white because my, you know.
Yeah,
setup's white.
Minus two.
But we can move on. So if you listen to last episode, Rylan talked about we're going to go over the Xbox Developer Direct 2025, and we're going to go over that Direct.
We talked about two topics that were in the Xbox Direct here, but there's way more to the Direct itself than just those two games. So
yeah, so we're going to go through everything that was announced.
Yep. So quite a bit. So, Xbox's big developer Direct arrived for 2025 and features some big games headed to, you know, Xbox players later this year, including Doom the Dark Ages, which we talked about last episode, South of Midnight, Player Obstructor, Expedition 33, and the surprise reveal of, you know, Ninja Gaiden 4, which you talked about as well. But, let's see, this the first thing here, literally the Ninja Gaiden 4 thing that, you know, got announced, which we talked about it, for fall 2025, you know, there's going to be, it's going to be first released for Game Pass, day one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it was day one. And I'm just going to kind of go over it from what I remember here. Okay. There's going to be a brand new protagonist as well. It's not going to be the Ryu guy. It's going to be a whole different protagonist and stuff like that. And it's just going to be, you don't have to have played the previous three games to be able to play this game to know the lore as well. So that's really good.
Yeah,
so
that's always if you guys, touch.
This could be your first, you know, Ninja Gaiden game. And, you know, you could play it as well. So the last entry of this franchise was in 2013. So
it's been 12 years.
12 years. Imagine all the big upgrades.
Yeah, there definitely should be.
Yeah. But, yeah, there's not really much here. Just there's going to be two different characters you can play as in 4 and a new game and stuff like that. And there's going to be a whole bunch of different, there's like certain types of different weapons and stuff like that you can use as well, etc. So, yeah. But, also Ninja Gaiden 2 Black is available now at the time of recording, like today. Came out today, and it's available now in Game Pass, so go check that out if you guys want to as well, which is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Because Ninja Gaiden 2 was a good game. I played the demo of it. I didn't get to play the original, the full-out game. Played the demo, though. It's pretty nice. I mean.
Just the demo.
But Doom the Dark Ages is also, it's going to be coming out May 2025. That's what they're saying. Is May 2000. It's going to be released for the Xbox Series X, S, PS5, and PC on May 15th. So there's a full update. I don't remember saying that.
No, I didn't see it last episode.
So yeah, May 15th, 2025, the new Doom game will come out as well, which we kind of went over a lot of the things here. So I'm not really going to go over much. There's no point.
Go listen to our last episode if you want to hear details.
If you guys want to hear details, obviously, you know, one of the games will be in the title, most likely. So
yeah,
probably. You guys can figure out which one. But yeah, I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you here. It's gonna be a prequel to the 2016 Doom Eternal game.
Yep.
So that's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
So
cool enough to play it.
Yeah. So if you guys do want to hear more information, go check out the previous episode because we went on a full kind of dive into everything that was in the game and stuff like that that we know so far. But we're going to go over South of the Midnight.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It gets a April 2025 release date. It's going to release on April 8th of 2025. So, I've never really heard of this. South of Midnight?
I haven't either.
It says, in the trailer, Hazel takes a center stage and we get to see her impressive new powers in action. So it's like a magic game. From weaving with magic to conjuring things to overcoming environmental obstacles, she will have a lot of tools at her disposal to conquer any challenge that heads her way. Throughout South of Midnight, Hazel will travel to different regions, that are run by magical creatures inspired by Southern Gothic history. She'll need to, help heal them by collecting their fragment memories. So you collect the creature's memories and you could heal them. I don't know about this one.
Sounds kind of weird, but if that's your type of game, man, there you go. We let you know about it.
But we got Claire Obscure. Exposition 33 will bring RPG goodness to Xbox players in April 2025. I only like one RPG game, and that's Undertale. And, the Pokemon games, I guess, but...
Yeah.
Those are the only games I like that are RPG. The rest are washed, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't care for turn-based RPGs.
This is
going to
come out April 24th, 2025. And it says here, it will bring RPG goodness to, you know, Xbox players around the world. We also got an extended look at the game and its story. We learned it doesn't so much focus on good versus evil, but instead features a bunch of flawed and unique characters that must work together to stop a looming threat despite their differences. So, I mean, that's pretty cool for, you know, RPG. It's an RPG game, so I'm not going to really like it, but it sounds cool, I guess.
Like, so, the story.
Yeah, the story sounds cool, so if you guys like RPG games and stuff like that, and, you know, you have an Xbox and get that on Game Pass and stuff like that, too.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, South Midnight as well, and then Doom the Dark Ages, and then Ninja Gaiden 2 and 4. Yeah, eventually 4, but you know.
Yeah.
But there's really not much to that. Again, if you guys do want to, you know, listen about the Ninja Gaiden 4 and the new Doom game, check out our previous episode.
Yeah.
I know we're lazy for doing that, but I'm not going to go over it again.
We've already done it. Yeah.
So, yeah, just go to the previous episode.
Yeah.
After this one. Because you guys might want to listen to this last talk.
Yeah.
If you have a PS5.
Which we do not.
Yeah. I do not, but we're still going to go over it anyway.
Yeah. All right. The PS5 releases a new console update for January 2025.
So Sony has released a PlayStation 5 console update, 25.01. That's a lot. -10-60.00, which, you know, rolling out as a phased release to fans, you know, around the world. Fresh updates are, you know, released for the PS5 on a regular basis, you know, for like bugs, etc., new features, all that.
Yeah.
You know, just average console updates and stuff. But late last year, Sony released a significant new PS5 update that added special themes to celebrate PlayStation's 30th anniversary. I'm pretty sure we talked about this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we did.
We talked about like their 30th anniversary, and then we brought up the PS5 stuff. Because they released like a PS1 version or something.
Yeah, the console, and I really want that controller, but it's always sold out. And $80.
Yeah. Expensive.
Yeah.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd just be collectors. Like, it looks so nice, though, that PS1 gray color.
Yeah.
And the console does, too, but it's expensive as crap.
But it says here, the anniversary themes let gamers customize the look of their console home screen with styles based on PS1, PS2, PS3, and PS4. I like the PS3 one a lot. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be cool. Imagine if they had, like, the actual menu. I love that menu.
Yeah, the PSP had it, and then the PS3 got it afterwards, and it's good.
The PS4 is basic. It's crap.
I'll never use PS4.
It's basic.
Actually, I have used it, like, at a barber shop one time.
Barber shop.
Yeah, while he was waiting to get your hair cut, they had a PS4 there. You could play games or watch movies or whatever.
Ashton's only played the PlayStation 4 at a barber shop.
Yeah.
So he's an expert.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. A console at a barber shop?
It was a barber shop in Montgomery.
Makes sense. Montgomery's weird.
Yeah.
Furthermore, though, the PlayStation 30th anniversary update also added a special boot screen based on the iconic PlayStation 1 startup sequence. Needless to say, this marked you know, one of the most popular PlayStation 5 console updates to date, and unlikely that the latest PS5 console update is going to drum up nearly as much, you know, excitement and stuff.
Yeah.
The newest PS5 console update, you know, is rolling out now. The patch notes state that the PlayStation 5 you know, improve system software performance and stability, as well as messages and usability on some screens. The Vogue PS5 console update patch notes are light on details, so it seems, you know, the improvements will likely go unnoticed for, you know, majority of users. But it's nice that Sony is still improving on the console performance. Speaking of Sony, hey Sony, can you unban my PlayStation account? Still banned.
For no reason.
Still banned. Exactly. What'd I do?
Which we went over that at that time, like they's banning
But then I checked, for no reason. My PlayStation account was banned, and then a month later, it's banned.
For no reason.
So absolutely they didn't like fix it, apparently.
No, they didn't.
There's a bunch of bull, Sony. Bunch of bull.
Is that all you have for that?
I do have... No, that's not all I have. But,
I was going to say, when you're done, I'll announce something else. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah? You got anything else?
Yeah. Kind of something we've already talked about before, but I'm just going to reset. No. Go ahead.
Okay. Says here, while the patch notes make no mention of removing the PS5, 30th anniversary themes, there are some concern that Sony will take them away at some point soon. Hear that, Ash? So you might want to get your controller.
I know.
They might take it away.
It said today, time of recording, that they had a restock, and I just went on there to look like 2 hours ago, and they've already sold out again.
That gone.
Because I was going to buy it. I was like, I'm tired of... That's the third time I've went on there after a restock, and it's been sold out. So I was like, if it's on here, I'm going to buy it. And it's already sold out.
It's rough. But it says here, the PS5 update isn't available to this guy yet. But, you know, it's probably available now. So he said he couldn't test it for itself. But there have been no reports at the time of this writing that the themes have been removed. But those are paranoid about themes, you know, going away may want to exercise caution before downloading the newest PS5 update. So, yeah. Many PlayStation fans are holding out and hoping that Sony will decide to keep the 30th anniversary themes and stuff like that.
I don't know why they would take them away. That'd be kind of stupid.
Yeah, that would. But the demand for the themes to stay is enough that thousands have signed a petition. Like, nice. You know, 1,000 people signed a petition for TikTok to not get banned. It got banned for 14 hours and people were going psychotic over it, man.
That's true. That's very true.
I don't want to see if it gets fully banned. I don't know what people are going to. I didn't really care. I have other YouTube.
I watch YouTube shorts.
Sometimes I get stuck on you. Like, I'm like, I'm going to pick a video because like, I turn on a video for background noise for me to go to sleep and whatever. I was like, I'm going to put it on a video. I get distracted by YouTube shorts. I'll be scrolling there for like 30 minutes. I'm like, oh, crap. I need to go sleep.
Yeah.
But the patch notes here, it says here, we've improved system software performance and stability, and we've improved the messages and usability on some screens. So those are the only, it's not a big update. It's just
stability and improvements.
Yeah,
system.
Just to let you guys who have like a PS5 know and everything like that. That's the new update itself.
And to do some research before, if you care about those themes, do some research, make sure they're not getting rid of those themes before you update.
If they're not getting rid of it, then obviously update it.
Yeah,
but if you want the themes and stuff, don't update it. Get the themes, then update your console.
If it's not in the patch notes, you should be okay, but just do some research just in case.
Yeah, just in case, because you don't know about Sony either. They're weird about a lot.
They're supposed to put anything that's the update does in patch notes, but like you never know.
Yeah. Again, you don't know with Sony sometimes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is all I have.
All right, so what I was going to say is just to remind all of you people out there that do not have a PS5 like me and Rylan, Spider-Man 2 for PC releases Tuesday, January 28th. In 5 days, that comes out.
Heck yeah.
Just to remind you guys, I will be getting it at a discounted price.
Birthday,
yeah, I'll get you a discounted price. And then, yeah, buy that from Steam.
Ooh, I forgot it was releasing soon. Mm-hmm. That's why I was like, wait, what?
January 28th, 5 days. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2 PC. Official PC version. Yeah. We had that leak from Insomniac last year that had the unofficial PC version, and there's no like audio, and it kind of sucks. But the official Spider-Man 2 release for PC is January 28th, 5 days. Other than that, that is everything we have. We appreciate you guys for listening. Follow all of our podcast socials, Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our podcast Discord, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, pretty much all of them. Buy merch on TeePublic. Rylan, do you have anything?
Just, you know, thank you guys for all the support recently and on the podcast and stuff like that. Still crazy we have over 1 million downloads, even though that's been almost a month ago.
Yeah, or still a lot. It has been like a month ago.
But still, that's a lot. So yeah, thank you guys for that. Greatly appreciate it. And then, you know, also join our Discord as well. I mean, you guys tear off your ears just every time you hear it. But join our Discord and, you know, follow our socials. Obviously, link in the description below. And our personal social as well. And if you guys want merch, go to TeePublic and get some merch if you want to. We have a whole bunch of stuff, hoodies, hats, etc. And we don't mention this often, but we do have a Cash App as well. If you guys want to support us in that, give us some money to help go towards the podcast, make the quality better, etc.
Yeah.
You guys can send us money on that as well. So.
And back to the TeePublic thing just real quick. Everything on the site is 35% off. So if you want discount on merch, everything, get that before that sale runs out.
Yep. At least once a week, there's like 23 or something percent off sale.
Yeah. So, this is the highest I've seen it, though. It's 35. But it's only 35 for a couple of days.
Yeah. So yeah, go check that out.
Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate you. We'll catch you next week.